Why is Russell Wilson one of the most irreplaceable players on the Denver Broncos offensive side of the ball? Plus, how about Justin Simmons? Which players does Broncos country believe are the hardest to replace if something were to happen in 2022? Plus, we talk about some contingency options if that were the case. You get that and much more on today's Friday episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Both of us also cover the Broncos for the Locked On Network and Nine News. Broncos country, thank you for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, we're available, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format. We're also available on YouTube for us to watch as well. Sarah, my friend, today's episode of the show, as we approach this beautiful Friday all across Broncos country, we're going to talk about some players on the roster that are the most irreplaceable, that if something were to happen, if they were to get injured or if they were to miss any time, the Broncos simply couldn't replace their production there. So let's start things off. Who are we starting the show off with here today?
I feel like you got to start off with the main man, right? The guy that the Broncos just traded two arms and two legs and three players to get, Russell Wilson, Cody. He's the guy. He's the one guy that I feel like if you're looking at this Denver Broncos season right now and we're projecting, we heard it from Tim Patrick just yesterday, right? Super Bowl or bust for the Denver Broncos. And that's not just a fan sentiment. That's an inside the locker room sentiment. And it hinges on this guy right here. On number three, in my opinion, at least. So I think a lot of people in Broncos country will share that, you know, that take, that view, just because Russell Wilson is that important. If Russell Wilson goes down, Cody, it's Josh Johnson's season in Denver. And we love Josh Johnson. Great NFL career. He's done more than a lot of people could ever do or dream to do as a football player. But at the same time, if number three goes down, so goes the hopes and dreams of the Denver Broncos.
I think that's a valid point, right? Because the Broncos have invested everything. And really, what's been the main issue of this team the last few years? Well, I'd say the last 7 years, Sarah. That's been the quarterback position. And we've already seen the impact, the tangible, visible impact that Russ has had both on the football field with how the offense is kind of getting up to speed, even though it's very complex and complicated, as many players like Javonte Williams, as Tim Patrick have even alluded to. But then you add the factor of what he brings to the locker room just as a leader. That right there is important. That's been something, Sarah, that's been missing in this locker room for a quarterback. Now, granted, Teddy Bridgewater had some really good speeches last year, according to Von Miller, but Teddy Bridgewater's not even on the same realm, not even the same hemisphere as a guy like Russ in terms of that. So, yes, I think that the Broncos, if something were to happen, you lose Russell Wilson for any point in time, it automatically brings you from the top in terms of perception to maybe the middle of the pack and maybe even the bottom, depending upon, you know, everything around him. I think the Broncos have a very good roster around whoever is at quarterback, but having Russell Wilson, as you've mentioned time and time again, it elevates everybody. That would be very, very hard to replicate. You know, outside of that too, I think when we talk about quarterback and Russell Wilson, we can make the case. Is there a player right now on the Broncos wide receiving unit that consists of Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Travis Fulgham? Is there any player, in your opinion, at wide receiver, sir, that you feel like for the Broncos is simply irreplaceable?
Well, I think that definitely we saw last year that, and this is going to sound really weird, but I feel like KJ Hamler might be the hardest guy to replace just because he has such rare speed. The guy that you don't want to have to replace is probably Cortland Sutton, because he's kind of your alpha, the wide receiver one out there, the guy that you're going to be relying on to do probably the most heavy lifting. But I think when you look at this Broncos roster, Cody, and this is just the way my mind works, I feel like if you lose a guy at any other position besides Russell Wilson at the quarterback position, I feel like Russell Wilson can be the guy to push you over the top anyway. You know, if you lose another one of your best players, even some of the guys that we're going to talk about later in the show, even some of the top wide receivers, if you lose anybody at wide receiver, you're still going to be looking to number three to really elevate the rest of the roster and believe that because he is who he is and what he's proven in his NFL career, that he can do that, that he can still take a team with Travis Fulgham playing significant snaps to a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the kind of player that he is and that he's always been. How many obscure wide receivers have made plays through the years for the Seattle Seahawks and then have become, you know, they've kind of become big name free agents, or they become players that other teams covet just because Russell Wilson has done such a good job of highlighting their skills. I feel like really he's the one player that you could look at this roster and say, if we lost anybody else, we can still make it to the Super Bowl. If we lose Russell Wilson, I don't know. But at the wide receiver position specifically, you definitely don't want, it's not like it's preferable to lose. It's not like we're trying to pick, hey, we want this position group to suffer injuries, or we want this position group. No, that's not the case. It's more along the lines of, you could replace certain guys at the wide receiver position if need be, as long as this guy's slinging the ball around.
I mean, hopefully the Broncos never, ever have to experience losing a player like Russell Wilson, right? I think that in the Broncos' time, and I think going back to 2015, we really kind of saw what it was like Peyton Manning missing games, Peyton Manning having to miss time. And we thought, a lot of people, and I think myself too, thought like, after Peyton Manning got benched, was this it for Peyton Manning? Is this how the legendary Hall of Fame quarterback's career is going to end? And I'm so glad it wasn't the case. I'm glad that he worked his way back. But you have to wonder, like, the Broncos have never been in a position like that. I mean, even going back to Jake Plummer, like, Jake Plummer, I don't think missed a game during his time as the starter for the Broncos. I don't think, like, when they were in their peak in 2005 that he ever missed a game for them. That, to me, I think is something that, you know, you never hope you have to run into. And unfortunately, Seattle dealt with that last year. Seattle saw firsthand what it was like losing a guy like Russell Wilson and what it did to their season, because he was on a historic pace. I mean, he was on pace there last season with the Seahawks to break Peyton Manning's touchdown record. That's the electric pace that he got off to a very hot start in 2021. So it's amazing how some Seahawks fans suddenly forget that about Russell Wilson. But obviously there's no replacing a guy like Russ. But when it comes to the defensive backfield in the secondary at cornerback, is Patrick Surtain the most irreplaceable cornerback on the Broncos roster? We discuss why and much more coming up here in just a moment. But let me tell you about Blue Nile, the sponsor of today's episode, Locked On Broncos. And whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com, and make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners can get $50 off of purchases of $500 or more today. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use code Locked On. That's code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free and it arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, real quick, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. And we have an important favor to ask you, the listeners of the show. And we've put together a survey so we can learn more about the listeners like you and make your favorite Lockdown podcasts even better. And this is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Lockdown Podcasts. So go to lockdownpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. And it won't take you very long. And everybody that fills out and completes the survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards to take our audience survey. Go to lockdownpodcast.com/survey. Thank you so much for helping. Thank you for helping us be better for you. Sarah, continuing on with our conversation, I know this was a little bit of a debate on social media as to who the most irreplaceable Broncos are on this roster going into 2022. We just talked about Russell Wilson. I think anybody won't argue that. I don't think there's going to be anybody in the world that's going to argue that when you look at the offensive side of the ball, Russell Wilson is the most irreplaceable player. On the defensive side of the ball, I feel like you can make an argument for a couple guys. I think that's what we're going to do on today's episode of the show. But starting off at the cornerback position, a position at such a premium that's so valuable right now, is Patrick Surtain II, the Broncos' second-year cornerback out of Alabama, is he the most irreplaceable player at cornerback on the Broncos' defense, in your opinion?
I think he is. I really do. I think he's gone from being a questionable draft pick in a lot of people's minds to now being probably the most irreplaceable player on the entire defense. If Patrick Surtain misses any time, Cody, it's going to cause a complete shift in the way that the Broncos play teams. It's going to cause a complete shift in the depth chart. It's going to cause a lot of guys to have to step up and play better than maybe anybody expects them to, just because they're going to have to pick up that slack. Now, of course, years. We hope that's not the case. We saw at the end of last season, Michael Ojemudia obviously did a very good job in place of the injured Patrick Surtain. But at the same time, I think over the course of an entire season, he's one of those guys that right now you look at as a total game changer in the secondary. Somebody that's going to absolutely affect what other teams have to do when you play against the Denver Broncos. You don't want to throw it at Patrick Surtain. You don't want to throw into his vicinity, because we saw last year that didn't work out for guys like Justin Herbert very well. So we know that Patrick Surtain is a game-changing cornerback. And like I said, he's gone from being sort of a player that people were like, I don't know why the Broncos picked him over Justin Fields, over even Mac Jones. Those were conversations that have been being had in recent months, Cody. It's not even like it's ancient history at this point. But now he's become such a critical piece of this defense, in my opinion, the most important piece.
If there are people out there that still believe that Patrick Surtain should not have been selected by the Denver Broncos, I truly question what we're even doing this for. Like, he proved it last year. I mean, immediately from the moment he had a starting role on defense, we saw, okay, hey, this guy is the real deal. And throughout the season, you know what he did? He consistently proved it. He backed it up, and he looks like a dog now. I mean, just the other day, having an interception at practice, like, he looks fantastic. And his technique, like, he's evolved. He's further ahead now than he was as a rookie, which, for how well he played as a rookie, Sarah, it is scary to think about that. And I think that the NFL needs to expand to having like a best DB award, best cornerback, best safety award in the NFL, because I'd be very interested in seeing how the national media attention is there. Like, it shifted so much. Like, Patrick Surtain last season, Sarah, brought some great national media attention to the Broncos, but also even with the coverage that the Broncos had from some of the national media guys about him, there still wasn't enough people talking about Surtain. So I do think that you mentioned guys like Michael Ojemudia stepping in. Obviously, you have Ronald Darby on the opposite side. Those guys can hold their water. Those guys can play well. However, it's a little different when you remove a guy like PS2 off of the field. From what we saw last season, I wouldn't say that he's shut down, right? Shut down means zero catches. But he is one of those guys, I don't know what the term that we can use. He's one of those disruptive cornerbacks that, you know, you're not going to get the same production. Like, look at Ja'Marr Chase. He only had one catch for 3 yards on 4 targets when the Broncos played them. Tyreek Hill had 2 catches for 22 yards on 5 targets. And Patrick Mahomes threw an interception. And guess who? Patrick Surtain there. He is a guy that you're going to lock up against number one wide receivers in the NFL. And I don't think that if something were to happen to him, I don't know if anybody else could replicate the type of production that we saw from him last season or have the impact against potential number one wide receivers like PS2. So in this case, like, if something were to happen outside of those guys that we mentioned, who else could potentially step up here for the Broncos, not named Ronald Darby, not named Michael Ojemudia?
Well, I think you would have to look at your young guys that you just drafted and really hope that they could step up. And Damari Mathis, the 4th round draft pick out of Pittsburgh, and then Fion Hicks, the 7th round pick out of Wisconsin. And that's a lot to ask out of young players to go and try to fill those shoes. And of course, you would go the seniority route first. Like we mentioned, Ojemudia, you've got Kaywan Williams in the nickel. Maybe somebody like, you know, saying Bassey really comes out and has another great camp and proves to the staff. Maybe Bless Austin does a good enough job throughout training camp to really prove, hey, I'm still worthy of being a starter in this league, because he has been one before. But I think that the point remains, like you just talked about, and this is the most critical thing. If Surtain is out, there's nobody else on the roster that can do the things that he does. Like you said, he's not necessarily a shutdown corner, but in today's NFL, probably about as close as you're going to get, right? I mean, offensive coordinators don't want to have to throw it his direction. Quarterbacks don't want to have to throw his direction. So that's really about as close to shutdown as you'll get in today's NFL. There's no more Revis Island. There's no more Champ Bailey type of players able to be out there, really, just because teams don't do that anymore. But there's definitely validity to this idea that nobody on the Broncos roster can do what Surtain does. Not even, I would say, Darby, who's been in the league quite a bit longer, obviously. He's been in the league and played for a handful of teams and done a really, really good job for a variety of defensive coordinators like Ron Rivera in Washington, where he made his free agent dollars with the Denver Broncos. So there's definitely other players on this defense that you could rely on. Like you put it, hold your water out there. And so I think that that could give you some confidence. But if you lose PS2 for any extended period of time, it's going to I don't want to say cripple your defense because that's not necessarily the case, but it's going to drastically change how you have to approach things because you no longer have that guy on one side that you can trust against every team's number one wide receiver, maybe more so than shutdown corner. That's the best quality that he brings to the table, is that you can trust him against any type of receiver, whether he's playing outside or even inside, as he talked about being comfortable doing this offseason.
And I think that's really where the hope is, that these guys that George Payton has drafted really learn, like carry on quickly. And that's something that PS2 has even mentioned. Like guys like Fion Hicks and Damari Mathis, they're picking up the playbook a lot. And he even mentioned that they're on the same page in terms of where they're at in the playbook right now. And I think Ajiro Evero has simplified it as well. And it does help, Sarah, that these cornerbacks do come from an NFL style of a defense. So it could carry over well. I'm excited to watch these guys in training camp, and fingers crossed, knock on wood, that nothing ever happens to guys like Russell Wilson. Nothing ever happens to guys like Patrick Surtain II, because the impact of the loss of the impact that these guys have would be monumental for the Denver Broncos. But Broncos country coming up here in just a moment, we're going to transition to the safety position. And is Justin Simmons arguably the best safety in the NFL? We believe so. We're going to tell you why we believe he is irreplaceable coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, our sponsor of today's episode of the show. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. And you can find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and of course, all the fighting news from MMA and UFC to boxing. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Real quick, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. For your second listen after this show, go check out the Locked On Avalanche podcast hosted by Kyle Sullivan and our good friend Chris Maselli. Game 2 of the Avalanche versus the Oilers commenced at Ball Arena last night. Did the Avs improve to 2-0, or did the Oilers tie it up at 1-1? Check out the Locked On Avalanche podcast, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts, or here on YouTube to check out the recap today. Sarah, talking about Justin Simmons now, you can make the argument that he's the best safety in the National Football League. And from where he came in as a rookie to where he's at now, the evolution that we've seen from him, the leadership, the impact both on and off the field. He's also been an Iron Man for the Broncos. He hasn't missed snaps. He's been a 100% snap guy for quite some time, minus the times where the Broncos have pulled him due to them being involved in a blowout win or being in a blowout loss. There's no point in holding a key player in situations like that. I find it very difficult right now, just looking at the roster. I know the Broncos are loaded at safety right now, Sarah, but I just don't think that if something were to ever happen to Justin Simmons, I do not believe that anybody could come in and replicate the type of production, the type of impact he has on defense, really at that free safety spot. I mean, he plays it all. He plays box safety, plays middle of the field. I think maybe the only argument you can make is that if something were to happen to him, Kareem would take over that role and you just have another young guy stepping in to play wherever Kareem plays. That's the only situation I could really see in something like this.
Well, and that's exactly why you pay Justin Simmons one of the biggest contracts for a safety ever in NFL history. That's why George Payton did that before he even saw him on the field as a general manager, right? He went out there and he said, look, this is a core guy for our team. This is a guy we believe in as a leader of the team. And this is a guy that we believe is irreplaceable, because you don't always pay safeties $16 million a year, Cody? My gosh. I mean, Justin Simmons is making bank. And there's good reason for it. He's been one of the most consistent ball hawking safeties in the NFL. But more than that, we know that he brings such an impact on the field, in the locker room, in the community. And of course, we're talking mostly about the on-field impact here, and what Justin Simmons brings to the table on the field is a game changer. And unfortunately, we just haven't been able to see that with the winning Denver Broncos team yet, which frankly, I'm most excited about this year, to see Justin Simmons playing late in fourth quarter with leads consistently, maybe. I mean, wouldn't that be something? The Broncos just haven't been in many of those situations since Simmons came aboard back in the 2016 NFL draft. A third round pick, Cody. Can you believe that? A third round pick, Justin Simmons, one of the best to ever do it in the orange and blue. I just don't know if he got hurt for any extended period of time. What do the Broncos do on the back end? Who he's been the only source consistently of creating turnovers over the last 6 years. Who fills those shoes for them? Like you mentioned, there's options on paper, but I just don't know. The young guys stepping up, it would require somebody to really make a huge leap.
Well, you mentioned it, back-to-back five interception seasons in 2020, 2021. He had five interceptions, led the team both years in terms of takeaways there. But also that, you're losing the captain of your defense, right? We talked about Russell Wilson, the impact of losing your quarterback. He's the quarterback of the entire defense. He's the one who communicates pre-snap. Hey, they're in this. Check, 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 check. Like, that is the impact that Justin Simmons have. That's the responsibility that the Broncos organization, the Broncos coaches have put onto Justin. Now, while Kareem can do that as well, nothing against Kareem. Like, Kareem is playing his role. Kareem is like the quiet, under the radar piss missile that we see coming up and, you know, knocking the snot out of people across the middle field. We love that about him. Justin is the more cerebral guy that's getting guys lined up, communicating and communicating how to disguise too for the entire defense. He truly is that glue guy. But I think it would create opportunities for young guys as well. Like, look what the Broncos decided to do the last couple of years. They go and they get Caden Stearns, who played, you know, a limited role last season for the Broncos. But when he was on the field, his impact was unbelievably efficient there. And a lot of people envision that he was going to play that role that Kareem was. It remains to be seen what he's going to do in that situation. But just like a guy of Justin Simmons' stature, you can't replace that. You can't even copy and paste what he does with somebody else. I think that's a very hard point there, but it also goes to show why the Broncos decided to pay him money. So while I would be excited for some young guys to step up and get the opportunity, like Delarian Turner, Yale, it just isn't realistic for him to assume all the responsibilities that Justin takes on, because Justin takes on so much. I think that's what makes him the most valuable Bronco outside of Russell Wilson. I think realistically, he could only choose two people on this list there that we're talking about. I feel like, okay, it would be a coin flip, I think, between Patrick Surtain and Justin Simmons, but I think it's easily notable that most people would probably say, okay, hey, if you could not afford to lose any one of these guys, who would it be? Everyone would say Russell Wilson. Everybody would say Justin Simmons. And I think that speaks volumes to how the Broncos feel about them and, hey, how we feel about them and just the impact that they have on the outcome, potential success of this Broncos team here in 2022. But Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune into today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Whether you listen free and available everywhere you get your podcasts, or whether you watch us here on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe, that follow button if you have yet to do so as is, so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage every single day all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off season. We are also on TikTok now. We promise we won't be posting any stupid dances or any of those dumb trends. You get short, engaging clips here of the Lockdown Broncos podcast on TikTok at Lockdown Broncos. Go shoot us a follow as well. Thank you so much for your support, Broncos country. Enjoy your weekend. We have videos dropping on the YouTube channel for you, some engaging clips that we've had through this week here on the show, and we'll be back live for a brand new episode of Lockdown Broncos on Monday. Free and available everywhere you get your podcast and on YouTube.